Morning, Paul. WSHF 567.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. You know, 20 years ago, there was some VEs that were involved in a, I guess you could call it a, like a pay-to-play scandal type deal. Not good.
It's been a long time for me, Mike, taking tests. Basically, I took one in 86 and got my license in 87, and then I was went right away. Once the license come back, you had to mail the stuff in back then. And then I went right away and upgraded to general theory. I went back sometime in the 90s and did my general in advance. I've only been through three testing sessions, four ranks. That's where I sit today.
No, okay. Yeah, they changed it all, you know, since then. Well, you know that, but, yeah. Wasn't it back then you had to, you know, if you just got a tech license, it was only good for, like, what, less than a year? Then you'd have to go back and retest again and or whatnot?
No. There was, I think there was something to that. I'm trying to think. I think if you took the last license extra, you did the theory, you also needed the code. So you had a year to get the code. Or if you got the code, you had a year to do the theory. It was that. There was a two-part license test that required theory. Morris code. You could do one and you had a year to do the other to get it.